Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Monday, October 4th, 2021. Did you do the crossword?
I did.
And did you break your 5-minute mark?
No.
Were you close?
No.
How long did it take you?
7:07.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It took me 7:20.
Uh-huh.
But I was doing this on an iPad.
Me too.
Oh, okay. So I'm convinced that I would have broken 5 minutes if I'd been on a computer.
You think?
Mm-hmm. Because, like, you know, some of them were grid-spanning answers like delivery service or push the envelope.
Uh-huh.
And I could have done that a lot faster on a keyboard.
Uh-huh.
But...
Well, I could have done that faster on a keyboard, too.
Well, I could have done it if I had, like, telepathy, some sort of a telepathic interface. But...
Uh-huh.
So,
No, I did it very quickly. Mm-hmm. I didn't really use a lot of the downs. Even, you know, I was able to fill it in for the most part with just the crosses.
Mm-hmm.
So, pretty easy.
Right.
Which is good. Excuse me. Good for Monday. Monday should be pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cute. It had a cute theme.
Yes. You want to talk about the theme?
Well, okay, I could. There were 3 clues that spanned the whole width of the puzzle, or the answers spanned the whole width of the puzzle. The first one was 17 across, traditional end of summer, which was a Labor Day weekend. And then we had 27 across, dare to exceed normal limits, which was push the envelope. And then we had 46 across, FedEx or DHL, and that was delivery service. And then the last one was 56 across. 1967 hit by the tremolos, suggested by the starts of 17, 27, and 46 across. Well, the starts were labor of Labor Day weekend, push the envelope, and delivery service. And the answer for that was... Here comes my baby.
Haha.
Cute.
Pretty witty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I started off with, here comes my girl, because it just sounded like something the tremolos might sing.
Uh-huh.
But nope.
You don't remember the tremolos, do you?
No. I do not remember the tremolos.
Me either.
But apparently they wrote a song, Here Comes My Baby.
Here comes my baby.
Actually, that sounds sort of familiar. I mean, if they were a hit in 1967, I'm sure they would have lingered for a while. So,
mm-hmm.
One thing that I thought was right off the bat, I enjoyed the clue, handy way of communicating in brief, ASL,
uh-huh.
For American Sign Language.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, I was thinking about DSL, which is this old way of communicating over phone lines for internet service, and I'm like... Really? DSL? But no, it's like ASL. So
That
made a lot more sense.
Yes, it did.
And I'm glad to know they've recovered after the madness of yesterday. And now they have a head of a monastery, something I can answer, which is abbot.
Abbot, yes.
As opposed to deanery.
Deanery. I'm still lamenting about the deanery.
I hope we never see a deanery again.
I've never seen one, and I hope I never do.
No, I don't think they actually exist other than in crosswords, and very, very rarely in that.
Uh-huh.
Listeners, if you're wondering about all these inside jokes, we recommend you listen to yesterday's episode, where we go off on a rant about yesterday's crossword.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, what else was...
There were a lot of old standards for the Monday crossword. The villain from Othello, 25 across, Iago.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, Brian. Brian made an appearance. Brian, who was once with Roxy Music.
Eno.
So, two very common Monday words.
64 across, blank, gay, WW2 bomber, Enola Gay.
Enola, yeah. I haven't seen that one for a while.
But it's made
it's fairly common.
Right.
Uh-huh. But,
certainly 41 across, airport guesses for short, ETAs.
Yeah. Yep.
That's it's very common.
Uh-huh. So, a lot of old old familiar clues there.
Mm-hmm. 28 down, lawn cutting tools, edgers.
Uh-huh.
I was just absolutely sure it was going to be mowers. And I just, you know, as much as I take care of the lawn, could not think of any other pieces of equipment. But, and I don't know if you noticed 29 down, before the due date, say, early. Just uh-huh. thought maybe that wasn't a coincidence that was in this puzzle that had to do with births.
Uh-huh.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it was, I thought, pretty straightforward. It would be interesting to hear from people who are just starting off solving crosswords, how they found this. So if you are in that category, please drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com.
Yes, do.
We would like to hear from you.
Uh-huh.
You know, 10 down, come into view, the answer was emerge.
Mm-hmm.
It took me a couple of seconds before it emerged. There mm-hmm. were a few, there was one other place, I think it was today. Yeah, 22 down, organized as an exhibition. And I was doing that this morning as I was enjoying my cereal and OJ. And it was just like, organized as in an exhibition. I'm like, cultivate? And it's like, that's not right. And then curate.
Uh-huh.
It's like, how could I forget the word curate? But I blame it on a lack of calories at that time of morning.
Uh-huh.
I have a number of excuses that I can use at any time when I can't get a crossword.
Uh-huh.
Most of it involves blaming the writer, but in this case, it was just lack of calories.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, not really a whole lot to say about today's crossword, other than it was fun.
Uh-huh. There was kind of an unusual clue with 39 down. Recipients of a welcome sight, proverbially.
Sore eyes.
Sore eyes. Sight for sore eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I got that right off the bat.
Uh-huh, I did too, but I've never seen that in a crossword.
Mm-hmm. It is an interesting way of phrasing it. But it did work.
Uh-huh.
What screen, 30 down, what screen doors usually don't do, open in. That's true.
Mm-hmm, yep.
A little hard to sort of parse. Uh-huh. It doesn't open in. It's like, okay. 7 down, blank and Crake, Margaret Atwood novel, Oryx and Crake.
I don't think I've read that one.
I've read that one. And oh, that yeah. that was, it was a dystopian novel of the future. And it was Margaret Atwood at her prime. It's, I mean, she's at her prime now. But it was pretty amazing. So it made uh-huh. made a lasting impression on me, including how to spell Oryx, uh-huh. O-R-Y-X.
Uh-huh.
So, okay. Well, I think that's probably it for today. So thanks everyone for listening. And thank you again for helping make us one of the most downloaded podcasts coming out of North Central Wisconsin that has to do with the New York Times crossword. And we will be back again. Tomorrow is Triplet Tuesday.
Ooh,
something to look forward to. I believe you are on the hot seat this time.
I am.
And in addition to that, we'll be back again with our cutting edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.